This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, what a thrill. This is gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love.
Here's what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to air a very important report dealing with the wheels coming off the establishment. COVID booster shots diminish immune system. Our great Wilson did a report on this that we're going to air here in just a moment. And I'm going to come back and I'm going to cover news and play clips and try to calm down a little bit. Dr. Steve Pachinik was going to be on today, but he had some type of family emergency. He said he won't be back for 2 weeks, and so I'm going to get him back on in 2 weeks when he gets back. But Joel Skousen, who I've been trying to get on for a month, he's going to be joining us. But first, here's Wilson's report. You can find it banned on video.
On January 11th, the European Union's drug regulator, the European Medicines Agency, cast doubt on the continual use of COVID booster shots. Although they overwhelmingly advocate for the use of COVID vaccines and praise their effectiveness, Marco Cavalleri, the EMA's head of biological health threats and vaccine strategy, explained last week in a briefing.
While use of an additional booster shot could be considered as part of a contingency plan, repeated vaccinations within short intervals would not represent a sustainable long-term strategy.
And the World Health Organization's head, Tedros, agreed with this assessment the very next day.
Ted Kovac also said that a vaccination strategy based on repeated booster doses of the original vaccine composition is unlikely to be sustainable.
Later, during that same press briefing, Marco Cavalleri stated that the agency was concerned about continually giving booster shots within a short amount of time, just as the whole world has been doing.
We have not seen yet data with respect to a fourth dose, and we would like to see this data before we can make any recommendation. But at the same time, we are rather concerned about a strategy that entangles repeated vaccination within a short term. So this is something that should be part of an overarching strategy on what could be the best strategy for vaccination over time, making clear that we cannot really continuously give a booster dose every 3-4 months.
On January 18th, the European Medicines Agency held another press briefing where Cavalleri finally admitted that the COVID booster shots reduced the level of antibodies in its recipients.
I would like also to take the opportunity to again clarify our current position on multiple booster doses. The repeated administration of boosters with very short interval might reduce the level of antibodies that can be produced at each administration, as our immune system needs a certain amount of time to mature the response to the antigens it is presented with, so potentially making the vaccination a little bit less efficient over time.
Not only is this not new news, but this has been known for months, as Dr. David Bauer, a virologist from the Francis Crick Institute, explained about the Pfizer vaccine in June 2021.
So the key message from our finding is that we found that recipients of the Pfizer vaccine, those who've had two doses, have about 5 to 6-fold lower amounts of neutralizing antibodies. Now, these are the sort of gold standard private security antibodies of your immune system, which block the virus from getting into your cells in the first place. And so we found that that's less for people with two doses. We've also found that for people with only one dose of the Pfizer jab, that they are less likely to have high levels of these antibodies in their blood. And perhaps most importantly for all of us going forward is that we see that the older you are, the lower your levels are likely to be. And the time since you've had your second jab, as that time goes on, the lower your levels are also likely to be.
So if the vaccines lower immunity, and this information is being shared from scientists to the European Medicines Agency to the World Health Organization, then what is the real motivation behind the booster? Politics? Money? Death? All I know is that the booster shots are officially busted. This is Brian Wilson with InfoWars.com.
All right, folks, start your engines. Massive news in 60 seconds.
A riotous mob.
Whether they were present that day or were otherwise criminally responsible for the assault on our democracy.
Insurrections.
We will follow the facts wherever they lead.
Domestic terrorists.
The days of independent media are numbered. The government has made it illegal to oppose them. They are now debanking us behind the scenes. They want to bankrupt us and make us go away quietly. With practically half the population wanting to lock the unvaccinated up in camps, the traitors know they can shut us down by force. But that would accelerate the awakening exponentially. So be it. Make them silence us by force. This is the final battle of the information war. Give now. Buy products. Donate. Before everything changes, we need you to carry us through to the end. Victory or death. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Well, here's some of the headlines, and they are bombshell. CDC admits natural immunity superior to vaccinated immunity alone and preventing COVID hospitalizations and deaths. Well, that's what the Israeli study said, 13 to 27 times better a year ago. And it's just another major official CDC study, CDC.gov, finding that it is just orders of magnitude better and doesn't destroy your immune system later like the COVID shots do. But that's just science, you know. I mean, what's your source on that? Oh, the CDC. The NCAA stuns the sports world by admitting natural immunity is real. Oh, my gosh, did they admit the moon's real? Or maybe the sun's real? Or maybe they're real? Oh, I mean, I love how we're having a debate because Facebook and Twitter and Google wouldn't let you say that natural immunity for the last 20-some months exists. Remember? I mean, Rand Paul, a doctor, said it's better and read studies, and he got censored off Google, YouTube. For that and saying masks don't work. I mean, oh, my gosh, did you know that the NCAA now admits natural immunity exists, that we live before we had antibiotics and shots, and that antibiotics and shots may work as a stopgap, but overall lower our general health and immunity, which we all know. Vaccines and antibiotics work pretty good, but they're not tainted or have problems, especially the shots. But then they kill you down the road, and they're connected to cancer, especially the vaccines. So it just continues, ladies and gentlemen. They're now saying, okay, yeah, we count natural immunity, and we're not going to try to keep people out of the football games, and we're not going to keep players out and all the rest of this stuff. And, you know, we just got to go ahead and get this and get over it. Then our body learns how to defeat it. Absolutely insane. And it continues. Coming up, we have a first look at Biden's inaugural TV program to tell you how great the economy is and how wonderful it all is. That's coming up with Tom Hanks in the last segment of this hour. But right now, I wanted to shift gears into Joe Biden and his Ukraine statement. And if you want to know the type of statements that start wars, this is it. If I wanted to start a war with Russia, I would have a stumbling, doddering person, clearly with dementia, a dirty old pervert, pedophile man, licking his lips and stumbling around and not knowing where he is minute to minute, sending troops in to surround Russia all over its western border with Europe, with the head of NATO and top U.S. generals saying, we're ready to nuke Russia first, and U.S. senators saying, we may nuke Russia, and nuclear war is survivable. This isn't Stanley Kubrick's 1964 Dr. Strangelove, where you had generals saying that hypothetically. This is actually happening. Of course, that was based on Curtis LeMay, the head of the Air Force famously saying that to Congress. So it was based on something real. And so now he's come out and said, well, if the incursion isn't too deep, we might not do anything. Well, they've got to make a land bridge to Crimea that they've already seized to supply, because the globalists 6 years ago started a civil war in Ukraine. And this is on not Russia's doorstep, but in its birthplace. Russia started in Ukraine. It started in eastern Ukraine. And they need that land bridge. And they need control of that port they've got there. And it's a strategic thing for the Russians to have that land bridge to Crimea. And so a statement where you're building force and you're threatening to attack through all your surrogates, but then you say, go ahead, Putin, I won't get too upset if you just take over part of Ukraine, is just absolutely over the top. But that's what happens when you've got a globalist elite that owns the media, the banks, feels invincible, put a puppet up there to discredit the presidency, but now he's a little too brain dead. And the wheels are coming off this thing. I mean, this is a disaster. Here it is.
Your top foreign policy advisors have warned that Russia is now ready to attack Ukraine. But there's still little unity among European allies about what a package of sanctions against Moscow would look like. If the U.S. and NATO aren't willing to put troops on the line to defend Ukraine, and American allies can't agree on a sanctions package, hasn't the U.S. and the West lost nearly all of its leverage over Vladimir Putin? And given how ineffective sanctions have been in deterring Putin in the past, why should the threat of new sanctions give him pause?
Well, because he's never seen sanctions like the ones I promised will be imposed if he moves, number one. Number two, we're in a situation where Vladimir Putin is about to, we've had very frank discussions, Vladimir Putin and I, and the idea that NATO is not going to be united, I don't buy. I've spoken to every major NATO leader. We've had the NATO-Russian summit. We've had other, the OSCE has met, et cetera. And so I think what you're going to see is that Russia will be held accountable if it invades. And it depends on what it does. It's one thing if it's a minor incursion and then we end up having a fight about what to do and not do, et cetera. But if they actually do what they're capable of doing with the force massed on the border, it is going to be a disaster for Russia if they further invade Ukraine, and that our allies and partners are ready to impose severe cost and significant harm on Russia.
Yeah, they'll do stuff like cut the gas pipelines out of Russia into Europe so everybody freezes to death and pays triple the prices. I mean, it's always the same thing with these people. And I'm not a Russophile, but if Russia was on our border doing this, I would be against Russia. And the ideologues running our country are more like the Soviet Russians than Vladimir Putin is by a long shot. So I'm an ideological person. I deal with what people stand for. And if there was a country freer and better than America, I would go there. And rapidly, the country is becoming unfree. But yeah, it's that famous meme, Russia wants war. Look how close they put their country to our military bases. And if it was an evil country, then I would be opposed to it. But it's not compared to what we have running our country. You know, here's another example of how out of his mind Biden is. Here he is just a few days ago at a Pennsylvania rally. This is real footage. Here it is.
My grandpa's name Andros Finnegan. At kitchen table, I learned. My ears to say, Joey, nobody's better than you, but you're no better than anybody else. Maybe it's the Scranton. I got a little bit of a chip on my shoulder, worried about whether I can make next month's mortgage payment. Well, it is what it is because he is who he is. That's why it is what it is. He is who he is. You know, remember when he decided he was going to convince Bob Woodward what a smart guy he was. So he went on, yeah, smart guy. I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize true international effort to pressure, isolate, and punish China. Folks, true international effort to pressure.
All right, let's stop there. That's actually from the campaign trail. There's another similar clip I had here. I said on the wrong clip. There's so many of these, ladies and gentlemen, that it just boggles the mind. But This is a designed collapse of the world. And I go back to the fact, what are we going to do to stop it? It's very, very simple. And the globalists are acting like they're about to back off the pandemic, back off the lockdowns, back off the controls, back off the vaccine passports. But they're going to do no such thing. They're going to act like they are, and then bring it right back. This is a psychological tactic. So let's just get aware that we pushed them back. And they always had a plan that if we pushed them back to where we were going to have a moment of unification and defeat of them, they'd back off. And let's just keep pushing. When our enemy backs off, we don't back off. We move forward. But I want to show you the disgusting Hollywood defense of Joe Biden and the destruction of this country and how that dinosaur in a red cape, as he called Trump, Tom Hanks, is out there trying to prop him up. Straight ahead. Stay with us. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jones is psychic. People think Alex Jones predicts things. How does the Simpson writers continue to literally constantly mirror everything that later unfolds and happens? In 2007, they had a line by the Tom Hanks character about soon the government will use me for propaganda because they have no credibility. Well, that really wasn't psychic. That's what he was already doing. Hollywood was already propping up corporate America and D.C., and that's why they're so hated now more than ever. Here it is.
Are you tired of the same old Grand Canyon?
Here we are, kids, the Grand Canyon.
It's so old and boring. I want a new one. Now!
Hello, I'm Tom Hanks. The U.S. government has lost its credibility, so it's borrowing some of mine.
Dazzle my hair, Mr. Hanks.
Sure thing, son. Now, I'm pleased to tell you all about the new Grand Canyon. Coming this weekend. It's east of Shelbyville and south of Capital City.
That's where Springfield is!
It's nowhere near where anything is or ever was. This is Tom Hanks saying, if you're going to pick a government to trust, why not this one?
Did you see that? Yes, they're going to destroy Springfield!
So they're letting you know they're playing for you, aren't they? It's all in your face. How they're going to cook up viruses and release them on you to take over and everything else. It's all a big sick joke because metaphysically they have to tell you what they're going to do to you before they do it. Well, now here it is. A first look at Biden's inaugural brainwashing to start today and run for the next week with taxpayer money about how great everything has been with the collapse of America under Joe Biden and the Great Reset. Here it is.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it.
By the way, hit pause. Start this over again. I should point out, this has Tom Hanks in it. And did you hear that? You got to be brave enough, like Psaki said, and like Paul Begala said, it's not Biden's fault or the administration's fault that there's inflation and things are falling apart. No. The constituents are dumb. You got to be brave enough to believe the destruction of the country's good. You got to be brave enough to believe this deadly shot helps you. You got to be brave enough to believe that men can compete in women's sports and are really women. You got to be brave enough to have pedophile story time, drag queen story time. You got to be brave enough. You understand? Brave enough to have Satan time at your local school, officially sponsored by the Department of Education. You've got to be brave enough to have Homeland Security say that the veterans and protesting moms at PTA meetings and school boards are the bad guys. You've got to be brave enough because you've got to be brave enough to check your brain at the door. So, sorry, here it is.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it.
Ah.
If only we're brave enough to be it.
Hey, pause again. You got to be brave to stumble through the dark believing lies. You don't need to be brave to recognize the light. Listen to this upside down world they give you. Let's continue.
If only we're brave enough to live through two of the most difficult years many of us can remember. Brave enough to pull ourselves up again and again. America is the home of the brave. It's why we keep getting up, no matter how many times we get knocked down. Like with our economy. It isn't all the way back, but it's getting stronger. We may be entering year three of a pandemic none of us wanted or expected.
Pause again. These are the people that attacked you. These are the people murdering you. These are the people that lied to you on every front. And now it's Tom Hanks. Like, I'll save you. Everyone hates you, Tom Hanks. Only there was a study out 2 weeks ago, big national study, that the more people are into celebrities, the lower their IQs and the lower their paycheck. You're the plague, Tom Hanks. We hate Hollywood. We hate you. We hate your controllers. My God, you're disgusting. Honest, brave, and modest. Why the world can't get enough of Tom Hanks. Really, says the London Guardian, says the London Observer. How disgusting. Celebrity-obsessed people are less intelligent. New study boldly claims. I mean, just look at those people. Ugh. Thank God you're not them, folks. Self-absorbed trash. Excuse me, I'm going to stop right now. Go back to Tom Hanks, please.
I was the first person to get the vaccine in the whole country. And now, how many people are vaccinated? Over 200 million, right? That's what keeps me going, that I can feel the change.
Restaurants have opened their doors. Shops and businesses are buzzing again.
Oh, how nice. They're buzzing again. We let you go outside your slave pit. Isn't Tom Hanks nice to you? Continue.
Jobs were created in 2021 than in any year in the last 80 years. We are stronger than we were a year ago.
All lies.
We're bringing on new drivers. We're expanding. The fear that was there is going away. Business is booming.
It's exciting times.
And they get these well-meaning people to be part of it. So you see a real person. Oh, well, he's nice. I'm going to bad vibe about this UPS driver. Exactly. They use real people that mean well as their fronts. Like an anglerfish has that light out there where you think it's oh, what's that light? And there's big teeth on that right there. Continue.
Bridges, our roads, our transit systems, and the jobs. That's what this administration has been doing.
From our toughest times, America has always built a brighter future.
You know, hit pause again. They're destroying highways all over the U.S., calling them racist. They massively cut the budget to actually build roads and said they're bad to build windmills that don't work. Again, everything they say is an attack of savage hate against you and your family. Just rah, like a pit bull attack dog. It's Doberman Pinschers. But remember that's all their spirit is. Die, die, leave me, let me hurt you. Show me your neck. That's Tom Hanks, just literally says, I hate America. He's just like Howard Stern says, I want to kill everybody to have a shot. Deny people medical care. They just can't hide who they are anymore. There's Tom Hanks right there. Continue.
Yes, we are brave. Brave enough to see the light and be the light we need to rebuild this country. We're strong. We're courageous. We're resilient. We are America, land of the brave. I've long said it's never been a good bet to bet against America. And that's more true today than ever. I've never been more optimistic about America's future. There's nothing beyond our capacity if we do it together.
What do the big universities funded by the big banks teach? What does the media say? No, America's good. No borders, no walls. America's racist. It's evil. And then they demoralize you, and then he comes with Tom Hanks and goes, you're good. I love you because you like me. You're like, okay, I want American flags. I want freedom. I'll go to you, the light on the anglerfish. And Tom Hanks is just a selfish, hateful person that knows he signed on to evil, that knows that he's going to be destroyed. And he just wants to take you with him to hell. That's all he wants. Recognize him as a enemy of you and your family. Recognize him as someone who wants to destroy you and is lying to you and that works for Klaus Schwab along with Leonardo DiCaprio and all of that Hollywood filth. And they're collapsing L.A. and they're collapsing California and all of their garbage. They want to take us with them. And it's not gonna happen. All right. When we return, ladies and gentlemen, Tucker Carlson lays out the collapse of civilization and who's behind it. Stay with us. Look at this filth. Nootropics is a fancy way of saying brain pill. And it is the fastest growing market in supplements in the world for good reason. There are a lot of amazing compounds out there, some healthy, some not, that do incredible things in our brains. And we've tried them all, we've researched them all, and we will not sell you anything that is linked to any problems or any type of toxicity or any type of extreme hangovers. Because I'm not saying some of our brain products you want to have a little bit of a letdown once you take them, but that must be a lie. But these are very, very clean, the compounds that God gave us that are good for you. And one of our best sellers is back in stock, Brain Force Plus, a good, clean nootropic, a good, clean brain pill. You can find stuff that's stronger, but it's not good for you. This is a high-quality system. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's sold out for a long time at 40% off. So get your Brain Force Plus today at InfoWarsStore.com and help keep us on air. Thank you so much, and I'll see you out there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I get really mad at the globalists and how cynical they are and how out of control they are. And if you just joined us, last segment I played a government-funded, taxpayer-paid-for Hollywood attack job on America, and I got emotional, and I called Tom Hanks names and things. Instead, let's play it again before I get to Tucker Carlson, and let's analyze the real lies in it. Because I was thinking about this when I saw this morning, and I didn't make the main point. And then thank God our main producer, Scott, said, hey, you know the biggest lie in that piece during the break? And I said, no, And he said, they're the ones that tried to keep the economy closed. They're the ones that tried to make everybody take the shots. They're the ones that tried to make everybody wear the mask. And now they're here taking credit that everybody pushed back and said, no, that's mind control. And we have the highest jobless claims ever recorded in modern history since the Great Depression. And everything they say is a lie. But the people perish for lack of knowledge, because I talk to the average person, even people that have good jobs and have degrees and things, they don't know how stuff works. You know, I tell people, the family and friends, I go, hey, you know, documents came out, they produced the Wuhan virus, COVID-19, years before at the lab, and that they also sought the Pentagon authorization to release it in China, and that they described it as the exact virus as COVID-19. People just shake their head. They go, Alex, that can't be true. The hell it ain't true. Thousands of documents are public. So, I mean, it's almost like beating a dead horse, folks. If you don't say no to this and you don't reject it, you're crazy. And the biggest thing is, quit pretending. It's like that woman gets it, that lawyer, that black lawyer there in New York, who's been a teacher and a lawyer and worked in the system. And she said, the system's broken. It isn't for you. Tear it all down. She said, you got your government jobs, you got your other jobs, you think you're going along with this and it's giving you a future. It's destroying your future. In fact, I want to air, I'm getting so angry right now. Because, man, all we got to do is wake up and come together and realize we're all under attack. And that big banks and big universities and big media work for the worst people, and they're telling us to fight over what color we are while they claim they want to stop racism. And they're telling us to fight over where we're from in the U.S. Or they're telling us to fight over who hadn't had a shot and who has, when these damn people are the worst criminals the world has ever seen. Let's play her again. I played her last hour, but this is lawyer Tricia Lindsey. And of course, there's Antifa back there blowing whistles, trying to keep her from being able to be heard. Anywhere you go to protest forced inoculations or tyranny, there's the left there blowing their whistles so you can't be heard. Because they're authoritarian garbage. But through the whistles, you still hear her voice. Here it is.
You want to take my children into a room and give them a Snicker bar and some damn Sprite and talk about come get this vaccine? Not it is tantamount to kidnapping. Children, you don't have control of me. They shut out doors and try to give a God Fauci. To hell with that. Churches are surrendering their pulpits to the demonic hostile. I'm not coming to your church. You're not getting my tithe. Are you crazy? Taking children out of school. I'm a former educator, 24 years. They stopped teaching them years ago. You just didn't know.
Yep.
Facts. You just didn't know.
Facts.
Education went to hell years ago.
Facts.
They taught them compliance.
Yep.
They stopped teaching them to think. Analytical thought went out the window.
Yep.
With state exams.
Yep.
Those state exams are just being used to track your children. To determine who's going to college. To train them. To support
yep.
this God forget you.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I want to get that lady on the show, Tricia S. Lindsey Law Firm. We're going to get her on ASAP. But she knows what she's talking about. When the system is trying to destroy you, you got to pull out of it and not comply with it. Don't get violent with it. That's what it wants. Pull out of it and don't be part of it, because it's a globalist system to collapse the real system. All right. You know, I said I'd play this again, but, you know, it shows these desperate families locked up for 2 years, having their jobs destroyed, having their whole future destroyed, designed to make them depressed, designed to make you not have children. And then Tom Hanks is up there the whole time telling you how they're your saviors. Well, they're the ones that did this to you. I'm not going to play it again. I can't watch it again. Tucker Carlson always does a great job. He did a particularly good job. The full video is up on InfoWars.com. Tucker Carlson, civilization collapsing in real time thanks to Democrat policies. And that's important. But I would just add, Tucker, thanks to great reset globalist corporate policies to consolidate power. The top 10 companies and the top 20 billionaires, even the Wall Street Journal last week, increased their wealth 99% the last 22 months. And they're the ones funding Black Lives Matter, and they're the ones funding open borders, and they're the ones funding the UN takeover, and they're the ones at every level doing this. This is an assault. And their response is, if you don't know and you don't fight back, you deserve what you get. Now let me go ahead and throw this out here. Ladies and gentlemen, we won't be on air if you don't support us. And I'm not bitching at you. You know, half the time, I've kind of run my course in many ways. I intend to stay on air as long as possible. But everything's kind of out in the open now. But we still need to be here. But if we don't sell a lot of products, a lot of T-shirts, a lot of books, a lot of films, we're not going to be here. So I thank you all for getting the products. These have been sold out for, I said 4 months in the ads I cut a few days ago, but it's actually been sold out for more than 6 months. Whole food, vitamin mineral, not from Whole Foods. Whole food, meaning it's actually from food. It's organic. It's not synthetic. Whole food, multivitamin, highest quality. And we also have vitamin C and zinc with rose hips, the big classic Linus Pauling, 1,100% of the daily allowance, or more than 10 times the daily allowance of high-quality vitamin C. And all the studies show that just supercharges your whole body. And it's from an organic source with rose hips and zinc. It's so important for your immune system. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And X2 is the purest, best iodine we can find from deep earth crystal. It's not bound to other compounds. You get full absorption into your cells. It is the game changer for libido, stamina, mental clarity, your pineal gland. And, of course, you can even look up, even on Wikipedia, the UN reports, and I believe it, so see the numbers. Over 2 million people have mental disabilities and cognitive disabilities because they had iodine deficiencies. Remember, the U.S. government, when it finally was good for a while, I guess, in the 40s started putting it in the salt, and IQs went up on average of 15 points in the Midwest where they didn't get enough iodine from fish. And fertility went way up, and birth defects went way down, and then in the 80s they took it back out for whatever reason. But that's the crappy iodine. This is the good iodine. It's going to sell out the next 2 days. We don't get more in for a month, but I'm keeping it discounted right now for another 2 days. X2 at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And again, books, films, hundreds of great T-shirts. Got a bunch of new long-sleeve 1776 InfoWars shirts in that look great. Got Let's Go Brandon shirts. Got great shirts that show mice. It's original artwork saying, are you going to take the vaccine? They say, no, I'm waiting for the human trials first. A lot of great new apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. And allows us to fight on in the face of the globalists and everything we do here. And you know, soon I'm going to have a heart-to-heart with the audience just about what you think I should do. Because that hit me during the last break. I said, I need to just have like a week-long discussion about what the audience wants me to do. And I'm going to have a poll, too, about what you want me to do. In the next few weeks, we're going to decide what's going to happen with InfoWars. So I got some options to stay on air and keep fighting, but I really want to know what you think. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
System or corporate media anymore. So what are they going to do? They're going to bring in tyranny and outlaw not agreeing with them. They're going to make us love them. Like we're a battered woman trying to pack our bags and get out of the house. Well, Nick Fuentes has been on a no-fly list for coming up on a year soon. And that's going to the courts right now. You know why he was on a no-fly list, but now we get a good idea. NBC News, Associated Press, you name it. The American firster, articulate, young, sharp, is a threat to the establishment. January 6th committee subpoenas two far right-wing activists, including Nick Fuentes. And it says he's under investigation because he took a Bitcoin donation. Oh, my goodness. So, he's definitely in that 1776 club, getting persecuted. So I appreciate him on short notice coming on. I've been subpoenaed by them. They ask questions like, give us every time you ever talked about the election. Impossible stuff. Then, you didn't give us what we wanted, just like the Sandy Hook thing. That's how it works. The weaponization of the judiciary, and now the legislative as the judiciary, acting as the executive. North Korea can't even light a candle to this. Nick Fuentes joins us, embattled banned off the internet just like us, except for Infowars.com, and he's got his site. Everybody should check out. We'll put it on screen in a moment. Nick, thanks for coming on. Wow. So now you're starting to find out what a thought criminal you are, even though you didn't go in the Capitol. You didn't call for breaching it. I saw you there. You weren't doing anything wrong just like us, but you're a bad person.
That's right. Well, hello, Alex. Great to be with you. Yeah, and it's pretty amazing because the letter is public. I mean, they published the letter yesterday on Twitter, and it's in, you know, republished in all the media. And even you read through their letter on why they're issuing this subpoena towards me, compelling me to testify, and they acknowledge in the letter there's no criminal wrongdoing. They acknowledge in the letter he's not in the Capitol. And like you said earlier, they go through and they list the main points. They said, well, he gave some speeches. He said this and that. Oh, and he received some Bitcoin. You know, so what really is the law enforcement interest in a person like me? Because what, I exercised my First Amendment and received a donation? You know, it just goes to show what a witch hunt this is. They're really digging down to the bottom of the barrel here. You know, you go from they subpoena the chief of staff and people in the administration and everything like that. And here we are a year later, and what have they got now? You know, a live streamer like me who they acknowledge was not even inside, compelling me to testify. It's just, if that's not as ridiculous as it gets, I mean, who are they going to subpoena next? They going to subpoena like a garbage guy who was collecting trash the next day?
Well, yeah, Nick, I appreciate your confidence, but, you know, they put you on a fly list. They're talking about your criminal taking Bitcoin, which is totally legal. And I've talked to multiple people that have been before the committee, and they literally ask about, tell us about Alex Jones's secret meeting with Trump before January 6th. Didn't happen. Tell us about, you know, the meetings where you met with Steve Bannon to plan the attack. I never met with Steve Bannon. What I'm saying is, it's just, they don't, and even when they know it's not true, they just don't stop, Nick. Where do you see all this going?
Well, what I'm concerned about is that they're building up towards maybe trying to convict President Trump of something. I think that.
Oh, yeah, that's what part of the committee said yesterday. They said, we've talked to the Justice Department, and they're going to indict him for conspiracy. Well, for there to be a conspiracy, that means he's got cohorts. Well, I sure as hell know we weren't involved.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I wish we were talking to the Trump administration, but I know I was, and I wasn't in touch with any of these people. But ultimately, I think that's where this is headed, and I think that there's nothing there. But as you know, conspiracy is such a broad statute, and I think they're going through turning over every stone, going through every person, even down to somebody like me who clearly had no involvement. And like you said, they know that. I mean, they're spying on us. They surveil us. They probably know more about our involvement than we do. And so, you know, they've exonerated us before we even begin to submit documents or anything like that. But I think that, you know, they're trying to get all these little bits and pieces together. And ultimately, it's leading towards trying to get Trump and preventing him from running in 24. I think that's the end game of this whole thing.
Well, I don't think that's not your opinion. That's well said. You've been saying that for months. But the head of the committee came out. I'm sure you saw the statement yesterday. He put a statement out saying we are going to indict Trump, which totally discredits him. If he's this impartial investigative body that claims, you know, they're doing this for election integrity and they're saying we know Trump's guilty and he's suing Trump, it makes it a total fraud.
Well, yeah, because it just shows that it's political. You know, they're trying to come at it with this angle that this is 9/11 and we've got to investigate. It's got nothing to do with an investigation. This is a political witch hunt, and they're going after political targets. And, you know, the thing is, and Trump said this before he left office, he said, really, they're coming for the American people, and I'm just in the way. And the scary thing is, they're not going to stop at Trump. They're coming for him because he's the big fish and he's the presumptive nominee if he decides to run in 24.
Well, that's right. And once they get Trump, every other pro-Trump American is a co-conspirator. They're outlawing the Republican Party.
That's right. And they're going after the base that elected Donald Trump. I mean, when we elected Donald Trump in 16, we repudiated the globalist establishment. We repudiated their rule, their consensus on liberalism and all this. And so they come after Trump, and now they're trying to blow up his base, which propelled him into power in the first place. And what they want is the, you know, the slave class of mask wearers, vaxxed up pigs, liberal media watchers. That's who they want to rule over and preside over instead of, like you said, the 1776 Club, freedom-loving Christian patriots. So the end game is go for Trump, go for the organization, cut the snake's head off, and then they're going to come for everybody, and they're going to criminalize, you know, being conservative, being a patriot. That's where this all is headed. this sort of 9/11 style commission business, expansion of surveillance power, expansion of federal law enforcement jurisdiction. The end game is to make it illicit and illegal to do things like, you know, what they've been doing, questioning the election integrity, questioning the efficacy of the vax, et cetera, et cetera. They want to criminalize anybody that defies their system and the propaganda they're pushing. So there really is, it's you and it's you and I and it's Trump and we're on the front lines. But ultimately, everybody here is affected. We're just avatars of people, really.
That's right. We're symbols of the people that the system hates. And the system's hate of Nick Fuentes or Alex Jones or Donald Trump is a symbol of their hatred for the general population. But you're absolutely right. They are all over the news saying we're running on terror. We're running on banning the Republican Party. Biden has been in press conferences. We just put it on screen saying, well, there won't even be a Republican Party in a couple years. We're going to outlaw it. And even Mitch McConnell last week said, whoa, you're calling us domestic enemies? I think the Democrats are biting off way more than they can chew, Nick.
They are. And it's already backfiring. And even because, you know, I'm very skeptical of congressional and Senate Republicans. I know you are, too. And even in the Congress, even in the Senate, you're seeing some of these Republicans. Ted Cruz, who two weeks ago, he was saying 1/6 was a terrorist attack. Then he's putting the screws to the FBI and asking about Ray Epps. And so even, like you said, even someone like Mitch McConnell, who I have absolutely no faith and no confidence in, even him is saying, whoa, you know, pump the brakes. And so there's starting to be this pushback. They're looking into the mistreatment of the prisoners of 1/6. They're looking into this law enforcement connection, which is real. And, you know, it's almost like indisputable.
Oh, they admit 1,000 government commandos watched as we tried to stop people entering the Capitol. The FBI and the Pentagon just sat there and watched it happen.
Well, and that's just what they'll admit. But you know as well as anybody that if they're infiltrating all these groups and if they've got assets,
I know how they probably had 50,000 troops there.
Easily. And not only did they watch and see it, but I'm sure they were instigating. I'm sure they were probably involved in planning. You know, whatever illicit activities there might have been, you know they had their hands all over.
Oh, yeah. Ray Epps is the tip of the iceberg.
Yes. And it goes way, way deeper. And so point being, you know, these Republicans, even in Congress, who I'm just have no expectations for them, even now they're beginning to push back. And it's slowing down this committee. It's slowing things down. And you're right. They bit off way more than they can chew. And I think 2022 is going to be a big surprise for them. I think it's going to be a big Republican wave. And 24, it's sort of like, to me, that's like the last shot. If we could get a good outcome in 24, we can clean house, blow up.
I agree, but they know that, Nick. So let's do 5 more minutes. Obviously, they're not going to let us have this election with 292 days left. I mean, they're going to pull some major crap. But before we go to break, because it's important people to remember Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Band.Video. That's where we are. That's where the censored stuff's at. You're doing a great job as well. And where do people find your nightly show and then share it?
Sure. I'm at Cozy.tv/Nick, Monday through Friday, 8 o'clock Central.
And tell me about this Cozy. I never heard of this.
Yeah, so this is, it's Cozy TV. It's my own proprietary streaming platform. You know, I've been banned from everything like you, YouTube, Twitch, DLive. I'm banned from
it all. I love it. So you, just like Band.Video, but with streaming, you've launched your own thing. Oh, that's beautiful. Tell us about that. We're coming right back. Wow, that's exciting. That's what I want to do. We're very close to it.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Both of these amazing products